Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, we say often there are no blue states. There's just blue cities.
That's
you know,
true.
When you see the map of the 2020 election, you know, it's the whole country's red. And then there's blue spots. And, you know, living in Missouri, you know, it's about as red as you can get.
Yep.
From the dog catcher to the governor, pretty much all that. But then you see things that happen on a regular basis that are like, well, that's odd.
How, when you're in a red state, does that not go through?
How can they not get this passed or this passed when the people are 100%, almost 100% unified on an issue? And then you see the political establishment go another direction. You're like, that's baffling because that's completely opposite of the platform that they ran on. Mm-hmm. That's opposite of what they say at a chicken dinner.
Yep.
You know, on an issue.
No accountability for it.
And you're like, that's an odd thing. You know, what happens in Jefferson City is a little bit different than what happens sometimes at fundraisers. And you look at some of these states that are kind of seen synonymous with being red. This last week, we had the blessing of being in the state of South Carolina.
We were. Beautiful.
MC'd and ran an event with Elijah Streams and Robin Bullock. And, you know, it's kind of interesting where, you know, church and politics and all these things are kind of meeting more than ever because we spent so long not allowing them to meet, being quiet about the most important topics and not speaking about politics, not speaking about religion. And all those kind of mountains have been lost in some way. So we had the opportunity to be able to speak with a lot of people in the state of South Carolina. It was packed house, people standing around the edges, and it was very encouraging. They were fired up and focused. And I tell you, it's kind of like one of those states where you say, okay, that's a red state. They've got all the positions kind of handled. But, you know, it's kind of hard to say. Are you a conservative trying to beat Democrats or are you an America First person who loves this country, loves the Constitution, and sometimes in the mix of the trees and the scruffle, who is the enemy? Who is my true resistance? It's a very, very complicated thing. We got somebody here today that can answer that for us. He's been involved in South Carolina politics since 2010, served in the military since 2001, really involved in about every level of the political system and grassroots, helped President Trump since 2015 win both primaries and the election, and about a loyal of a soldier when it comes to America First, the Constitution, and understands the lay of the land and this game better than about anybody that you could talk to, Mr. Keith Blanford.
Yay! Great to see y'all. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. It's
great to have you on. We want to talk about a whole bunch of things. We're going to get into Mike Johnson. We're going to get into AG Bill Barr a little bit, talk about, you know, quite a few different things. But you probably relate to what I was talking to there better than in anybody. You know, we had a deal in the state of Missouri. I'll give you an example. They tried passing a bill. Colt, maybe you remember the name of it. I referenced it quite a bit because it was just baffling to me. And it was a bill stating that if you put mRNA technology in our food, you have to label it and say so.
Just let us know. It didn't say that you couldn't put it in there. You just had to let us know that you put it in there.
They weren't saying can't do it. They're just saying, hey, do me a solid. I would just say it's like being at a restaurant. Hey, tell me if the chef spit in my food. I'm not telling you they can't spit in my food, but at least
let me know.
Let me know. That seems like a pretty straightforward thing. The people, unanimous, but the lobbyists, yes, again, HB, House Bill 1169, pretty straightforward. If you put mRNA technology in our food, let me know. The people, absolutely 100%, but
they couldn't get it passed.
The lobbyists and different people got involved, and all of a sudden it's like, no, we can't, they could not get that through in a state with no resistance. They have complete control of every single lever of power, and they couldn't get that through.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable to me. So you see these things happen, and you're like, wow, these are the things that somebody would campaign on. It happens different when they're in power. And you think in a red state that everybody's on the same boat, rowing the same direction, and it's just a happy family, and it's all moving forward. But there is a lot of variables, and I think the term Republican, there's a reason we're the flyover conservatives, not flyover Republicans. Mm-hmm. Some of the things we found. Talk about your experience a little bit and what you've seen over the last, you know, 15 years being involved in South Carolina politics.
You know, and I think Dave and Stacey, we talked about it earlier. I think what's important for the people is to be able to define the battlefield for what it is. So you think of the cross. I use the cross as an example, right? So what they give us is the left versus the right, that part of the cross, right? The Washington Redskins versus the Dallas Cowboys. That is an illusion. It doesn't exist. So keep in your mind is that's what they give you, right? The debt slaves. But what is it really? It's up and down. It's the people versus a parasitical elite. That's what the real conversation is. And what's in the middle? That's the permanent political class. And what have they done? They have switched it from we the people to they the people. Mm-hmm. So when they say they're defending the institutions of democracy, they mean theirs, right? So we have this, we're defining this struggle as being left and right, but we don't understand this is a simple and old struggle of people versus essentially aristocracy or an elite. And the whole reason that we came here and set up this country, we the people, was to develop a government that protected us from that very scenario. Mm-hmm. But over time, degraded to what it's degraded because they chip away, they chip away, they chip away. And we all, you know, it's nobody's fault. And that's the first thing that comes up, right? I'm a good guy. I'm a regular guy. There's nothing special about me. But you get out of school, you get a car, you get a whatever. Next thing you know, you have to pay for your insurance and this, that, and whatever. And you're a debt slave. And you're grinding it out. And you have a kid. And you're just hoping that you can get an hour in for the gym and maybe with your son for 30 minutes. You're exhausted. You go to bed and do it again. They developed all of this on purpose so they could do whatever they wanted to you. So for us as a people, this is an amazing moment because one, we understand we're starting to define who it is. And David, we had talked about who is it? What is this? And uniparty is what's thrown around a lot. Uniparty. Like the Speaker of House, he's uniparty. But what is uniparty? Uniparty equals one party rule. What is one party rule? Communism. And they don't teach this in schools anymore. This is a cultural revolution. We have already lost major components of the Republic. And this is down to the 10th Amendment. What is South Carolina going to do about it? And then we were activated essentially as counterinsurgency people after the coup 2020. And we went out there and they said, okay, we need you to get in there and develop a resistance. And we did. And I can't tell you, David, how hard it has been. They do not know what they asked us to do. And it's nasty on a level that I can't even explain. I don't want to do it. Nobody wants to go there and be around these people. They're bizarre. They're belligerent. I can't even understand sometimes. Okay, maybe you're on the graph for 100,000, 10,000. But why are you doing this? And sometimes they're doing it just because they want little petty power. I mean, it's been a hard experience, but I think so for all of us.
When you're talking about the they and working against, who are we talking about here a little bit? Because your resistance, your headwind is more.
Should be the people that should be on your side.
Is the actual Republican Party, the established political powers of a red state. Is that accurate?
Right. And you have to define, is it true? So do we really have a red state? And what's the key? Open primaries. Open primaries. How do we get politicians in place who are so deeply disliked by the majority of our people because of open primaries? So that when you have an election in South Carolina, it's not the general election, it's the primary. And as someone who has gone up against it, I ran for United States Congress multiple times. And it was a selfless act. And all I did was talk about the Federal Reserve System and how it can fix all of this, right? Spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to help people. But you get to the primary and you're done. You're toast. And there's so many elements in it. It's death by a thousand cuts. That's what people don't understand. You know, and do we have dubious election systems that we can't have confidence in? Absolutely. Is that an element of it? Yes. Right? Do they actually go and court Democrat votes to go against people like me who they don't like? Oh, absolutely. I know they do. I have the correspondence that they do. Right. So who is it that we're fighting? Yeah, it's definitely, we can't even get to the main component of the communists because we're fighting the rhino. The rhino, and to me, the press and the rhino are the biggest enemy of this country we've ever seen. And I think that it benefits everyone, you know, and you got to give the classic liberal, you know, some room. They're not progressives. They don't know where to go, right? So does a rhino benefit them? No, because uniparty is one party rule, which is communist, which means the first people to go will be the liberals. But, you know, the only way that you can unpack all of that is to literally get beat up. So I can't even tell you how, what they've done to me. And I swear, David, all I've ever wanted to do was serve my country. My family has been in the country for over 300 years. We were literally, I'm a son of the American Revolution. We have done everything. My family has devoted everything to this country. And I can't explain to you what it's like to be kicked out when your only you're doing is trying to help people and trying to give your whole. And the confusing part is then here comes the Trump team. Here comes the Trump team. And I love President Trump. I've dedicated I've hundreds of thousands of dollars to it, but there's something in that Trump team that's not getting it. So here we go. We go into Montana and the people work their butts off, go ahead and put somebody forward, and the Trump team comes and nominates the other person. And it's so heartbreaking. Nobody understands why that just happened, but it did. And my position in leadership is always, it doesn't matter why or it happened. It just did. Now, what are you going to do about it? Right. So even here, right, so the story, right, and we talked about it, when they overturned the district convention, the primary reason was our convention is on Saturday. I was running for RNC committeeman and we had the votes. My primary plan was to return to paper ballots, same day voting, count were cast, close primaries. They needed me off that ballot because I was going to win.
And so what did they do to get you off the ballot?
The election? All right. So we can back that in. So we had a district convention here in Charleston. So this is what we learned. And again, we talked about this. I want everybody to remain focused. And I'm one of your warriors. I'm a very fierce guy, right? And nobody knew how to do any of these things. So some of our heroes are out there saying, okay, you need to take back local. Okay, so we said, all right, we'll do it. And they're not going to tell you. They're not going to give you delegate lists. They're not going to give you contact lists. They're not going to explain the rules to you. So you go into these meetings. They're openly belligerent. In 2020, these people in the GOP did not support President Trump at all. I'm sorry, they did not. And they treated MAGA, they called us MAGA lepers, right? So we come in thinking, oh, this is just awful of what everything has happened. We go into the meetings and they hate us. They call us Democrats and rabble rousers. And maybe you are rabble rousers. That's fair. And you know, we're going against the Republican, you know, no, we're not. No, we're not. We just saw the president of the United States get displaced by a coup. And we are the people, and we were told to re-engage, and we did, and they were not going to have it. So the good part was, is we didn't give up. And you got to give it to President Trump. He is the reason that everybody is so engaged, because we love him, right? He is our voice. And yes, is there some confusion around advisors? Sure. Who wouldn't? You can't do everything. But we stayed engaged because we love the president. And yeah, David, they've taken me off the chessboard, right? But that doesn't matter, because the whole goal was to make sure that President Trump got that nomination, and he did. And my family and I were willing to sacrifice for him to do that. And there's nothing they can do to stop that. And so if you want to back up, okay, and put it in context.
So make sure people understand, because, you know, it's not people watch this in every state and all over. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're probably not, you know, up to snuff on South Carolina politics and know who's who in the zoo. Right? And they're, you know, kind of, you know, worried about what they're doing. So you were running for the RNC national committeeman for the party. And again, make sure people understand the main drum that you're beating. And we can relate to this because we met Ron Paul in Nashville, Tennessee, when he was running. I don't remember what year that was. Was it eight?
Probably 2008.
When we met him the first time. And it woke up so many things in our minds, you know, and the Constitution, it got us like recalibrated in a lot of ways. And so your idea on financial responsibility and Federal Reserve and some of these big topics, but when it comes to elections, the implementation of paper ballots, one day voting and on-site counting to eliminate reliance on machines. Like, I think that if nothing else, that should be center of the table for all Americans. You know, it's either our elections are secure or they're not secure. And everything, every degree that we move away from, you know, ID, paper ballot, same day counting, it becomes less safe.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand. So you are saying that the election's coming up this weekend, but they have now gotten you off the ballot. The establishment, this uniparty, the Republicans have gotten you off the ballot. How did they get you off the ballot and why?
And why would they not want somebody that's for those things to be in a leadership position? That seems like a no-brainer.
That's the beauty, right? That's the beauty. And that's the beauty of the sacrifices that we're making. We keep telling people that Speaker Johnson is a uniparty. We keep telling them that this SCGOP is a uniparty. They do not support your views. And people, they successfully marginalize us. They're very good online, and they make buffoons of people who actually have a lot of dignity and a lot to offer. So that's been the beauty of it. And for mechanism, and again, I've been so immersed in this, y'all, that you think that everybody knows it. Nobody knows this. The guy's down the street's cutting his grass. He didn't have a clue what I'm talking about. You know, but we started at the precinct level. They told us to do the precinct strategy. This was after the reorg, right? And we destroyed. The America First did so phenomenally good in the precinct strategy that it floored them. We took them back, and we had the most state delegates. We took it to the state convention, and we almost displaced the current SCGOP chair by 16 votes. That's how close we came. An establishment guy, right? Then we went back, and you have to do over when you're coming up on the presidential election, you have another convention locally. It's multiple counties getting together called the district convention. And, you know, we're regular people. We get together, you know, you get on Signal and you have little Zoom meetings and you practice and you read Robert's rules and you really don't know what you're doing, but you're trying. And what they do is when you show up in the meeting, they fast pace it, right? And they're mean, like all their dispositions are mean. They bully like crazy. And now we know we've been through a county convention. We've been through a state convention. We've been through a reorg, right? These are all party politics. So when Trump says, I'm going to give you your country back, he means this, folks. He doesn't mean that he's just going to hand you a great, no, he means you've got to get back in. And this is what we've done is because nobody told us, we learned ourselves.
Yep. We're going to run it.
We get to the district level and right. We get all together. America First is ready. We go and we win phenomenally. It was a great feeling. Probably one of the first like big wins that we got because this is district one is where Haley won, right? When we told the presidency, Charleston and Buford is, you know, heavy, the crown jewel of the establishment in South Carolina. And we beat them fair and square, right? So there are three offices that run in the district. It's the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary. Then okay. You do the national delegates, 1, 2, 3, and then the alternates for the national delegate, 1, 2, 3, at this convention. We were ready. We came, we did the procedure. We even went for the temporary, we didn't even know how to do any of this stuff. We went for the temporary convention president, almost got that, which is amazing. And we won every office. We run every delegate and every alternate delegate. And they weren't going to have it. So if you do your homework and you look back at South Carolina, anywhere that America First has won, they have overturned it. You can say whatever you want about the technicality that they go after. Anywhere America First, Horry County, Oconee County, Lexington County, they literally set up a shadow group and just usurped the other one just because, right? Greenville is the last kind of bastion and they just can't get him because he's so good. Right? But for us, they immediately met. They scoured through my family's history like a Gestapo, right? These people, they're just so vile, right? And they found, oh, he went to see Robert Kennedy speak. So he's a closet communist. And literally, there are people putting out emails with the GOP letterhead on it saying that my wife and I we're rhinos and we're Democrats and we hate the president, blah, 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 blah.
Who's putting this information out there? It's the actual Republican Party, you're saying, is putting it out against you because you attended an event. Yes. Okay. Wow.
So we had no idea. They're like, oh, this was campaign contribution in 16C from the rules, right? Right at the top of the rule, it says that there has to be a duly nominated Republican candidate. This was in August of 2023. There was none. The second part of the rule says that you have to have endorsed a candidate. I've been working for the president since 2015. I'm not going to endorse somebody else. And the last part of it says that you have to financially contribute to another campaign. Now, they did miscategorize our paying for the event. But as soon as we contacted the Kennedy campaign and said, we're not contributing to you. They went, oh, we're sorry. And they fixed it. It was that simple, right? But they used this to bash my family and other people. They pulled, now listen to what they did. They pulled us as national delegates. No matter if we work for President Trump that hard or not, they pulled it, placed the people who lost. And at the chair, I was the one who nominated the district chair, the offices I told you about. They said because I nominated her, she didn't win, and they put their person. This is how vile they are. But the beauty about it is that now here comes Sunday, right? So we were already devastated as a family. Daughter's crying in the living room. We've worked so hard for the president. We know the president probably won't come help us, which is just how it is. Right? And then Sunday, coordinated campaign. Here it comes. So I want you to learn, people. Just because you won doesn't mean it's over. They go through and find anything they can lie about, any technicality they can find up. They overturn the election, and then they attack my family. So they put out a coordinated spear campaign on Sunday. And by the way, it's all going on over the weekend. You barely defend yourself. And now we responded, and now they have influencers. There's kind of like these pseudo journalists out there, that are getting into the comments of everything and lambasting us and saying all that sort of thing. But the beauty of it, but for both of you, is that we know who they are, right? So when we see these people jumping in, and we're very good people and we're deeply loved, so we're being heavily defended. But when you see that person jumping in and saying what they're saying, we know who you are, right? So, and a lot of these people are paid, like the pseudo journalists in the comments right now who are revealing themselves. These are paid people, right? And we've been telling people for many years, look, these people are not in the Republican Party. They don't care about you. They say they're defending you. They're literally paid to go out and destroy America first. Who are they working for? And in most cases, they're working for the SCGOP chair, who works for what? The neoconservative element of the party who loves endless war. That's who that is.
I think it's really important.
So it's cool, right? You can unwind the whole thing backwards.
I think it's important for people to hear this because obviously, you know, it's a wake up call to maybe people that are hearing this thinking, are you kidding me? But I mean, it's become pretty apparent over the last, you know, few years about the Rhino Party. But I remember having a conversation with Boone Cutler. He even talking about, you know, correcting our language, left, right, you know, the Republicans, the Democrats. He was really careful. Like, be very careful. It's either America first or globalists. You know, that's who we're looking at here. America first or globalists.
Right.
And, you know, obviously that's what you're talking about. But our slogan here at Flavor Conservatives is wake up. So this is a wake up call maybe for people that are listening. But what are ways that they could speak up and show up to make a difference? Because it seems, you know, you've gone through a lot. It seems maybe a little hopeless. Like, okay, so what can we do to make a difference? And is there even a way of making a difference?
So the beauty of what you were talking about is that the 5G warfare defines on what we're fighting. And so for people as they're getting discouraged, what you're doing is you're identifying the battlefield and you're becoming more sophisticated. So what's the answer to 5G warfare? Fourth generation warfare, asymmetric. What is the political equivalent of the fourth generation warfare? The 10th Amendment. What is the answer? It's the 10th Amendment. So people need to start re-engaging in the traditions and the beauties of their state. What does it mean to be a South Carolinian? Remember those things because that's going to be the way forward.
That's really good advice.
And continuing showing up because I think, you know, when you get involved, you know, there's the expression, I forget who said it. I think it was Will Rogers said, you can enjoy hot dogs and politics both if you don't see how they're made or something like that. I think you enjoy politicians and hot dogs both if you don't see how they're made. It's kind of a deal. But you get involved and you kind of see behind the curtain and then adjust and then move forward. And I know a lot of people have had success in their second time, third time being involved. There is a landscape to it, and it's kind of hard to kick the big kid off the hill. And it's even tougher sometimes in a state that is an established party. And you kind of feel like they got a stronghold in it. And it leads us to this place where, you know, you have this uniparty thing going on. I think there was for a lot of people, really high hopes when Mike Johnson came into the position. Breitbart's got an article out. He currently, according to a Real Clear Politics poll, he's in the last 2 weeks, he's flipped to have an increased Democrat support than Republicans. There are more Democrats behind Mike Johnson today than there are Republicans. As he's even trying to defend his job, the Democrat Party, they don't even want Jeffries in there. They don't even want to get their person in that spot. Cause they're like, he's doing good enough on his own. We've got everything we could possibly want in Mike Johnson. The Democrats don't want him out at all. And so they're going to vote 100% unified to keep him in his position. And then there'll be a few Rhino Republicans to help reinforce it. And that's probably how that's going to go. Is this a surprise to you, or did you kind of see this coming?
No, I didn't see it coming. And I was naively hopeful. I really was, you know, and we'd just been through so much and you're just kind of looking for a win, right? And, you know, I love those people who stood up to the Uniparty up there with McCarthy. But again, it's great because in this case, we people like me, regular people, have been trying to make the case, hey, these people aren't Republicans and all they do is smear us and destroy us or whatever. But this could there be a bigger red pill than this particular mm-hmm. instance? Everybody, Adam is shocked at what just happened. So, one way or the other, we're going into a crisis point. So whatever they do at this point, I mean, it's just, you know, cream on top of the car. It's just the same more, right? Mm-hmm. And if we don't establish this in November, then this is a big deal.
So it is a huge deal.
It is huge. I think I can't imagine what it'd be like being President Trump, because I don't know how many people come groveling to him on the side and try to win and then mm-hmm. stab him in the back and, you know, just over and over and over again. But he maintains his sense of humor and he seems like unfazed by things. He's never a victim. He's never like, he's just always moving forward. And you put this back out again, but it was what President Trump put on social. This is a few days ago. Basically, I'm just going to read it right here. Wow. Former AG Barr, who let a lot of great people down by not investigating voter fraud in our country, has just endorsed me for president, despite the fact that I called him weak, slow moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy. And even quotes, according to the New York Post. He like quotes where you can find that I said these things. What a baller. Based on the fact that I greatly appreciate his wholehearted endorsement, I am removing the word lethargic from my statement. Thank you, Bill. MAGA 2024. I mean, is that the best thing ever or what? He's so, any of the people, you get him or you don't, but I think he's hilarious and he just kind of tells it like it is.
Yeah, it's really, and I laughed out loud for that one. And we need that, right? We need to be able to, I think about my I have relatives that all fought in World War II, right? And one of them is on a boat going into the beach. And somebody on the boat, you're literally seasick, getting ready to shot at by Nazis on a beach. And one guy yells out, anybody want to buy a watch? Cheap. And I think that's like such great humor. Great humor, you know, and sometimes we need that, you know, and the military calls it, you know, all sorts of terms of where we are. And, you know, it can be really hard. But when you're with your shipmates, right, if you can crack a joke or just make it makes a difference. And, you know, the I'll leave you with when there's communism, right? And what did Stalin say? There is no God, only Stalin, which means that they are godless. So what mm-hmm. you are facing is a spiritual war. This is God versus them, good versus evil. So this is a hard fight. Don't kid yourself on what you're signing up for.
Such a great point.
And I think above all else, we need to pray for you. This ship mm-hmm. gets righted in South Carolina. And also, we thank you for how consistent you've mm-hmm. been in loving this country and willing to put yourself on the line to keep it moving forward for the next generation. I think it's a great model and a great example for all of us. And the fight's not over in November because it's just setting the table. We need to stay at it and get up and chop away mm-hmm. and get at it and chop away. So thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us, Keith. We really appreciate your time.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! At Real Donald Trump. Well, at Real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Never got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally.
A new world order.
These allegations are false.
Weapons of mass destruction.
The USA Patriot Act.
The blueprint for large corporations.
We once were, we are no longer a Christian nation.
Donald Trump confirmed that he is considering a run in 2016.
Do it.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
He will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump will never be elected
President of the United States.
People are watching these results come in.
You're going to make this decision now. Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
This
Does it ever seem to you that President Trump has done more than any president in modern history?
And in the 10 years I've been involved in politics, I've never seen an administration hit the ground running like this.
I could spend the rest of the hour laying out the accomplishments under the Trump presidency despite everything thrown at him.
Mark has just had his 12th straight record close.
Taking action to save as many kids as they can.
We were energy independent under the Trump administration.
More Americans reported being employed than ever.
Helping those who have served our country in the military to get access to mental health care.
The Great American Outdoors Act is the largest single piece of legislation to support our national parks and public lands.
Created more than 7 million good-paying jobs.
Websites can be held liable in court for having sex trafficking content.
The Abraham Accords, which for any other president would have been multiple peace prizes.
America did not enter into a foreign war.
The employment rate in the U.S. fell to 3.5%.
The First Step Act eases federal sentencing for nonviolent offenders.
Increased funding for historically black colleges and universities.
Allows terminally ill patients easier access to experimental drugs.
Kept the inflation rate low.
Honored with the Bipartisan Justice Award.
Had a massive MS-13 gang problem.
3.9% is the unemployment rate.
Requiring airports to provide lactation rooms for breastfeeding mothers.
Middle class family income increased nearly $6,000.
A dramatic escalation in his crackdown on illegal immigration.
An advocate for educational choice.
Tariffs on Mexico and Canada.
An act preventing animal cruelty and torture.
Taking out Baghdadi, the head of ISIS, Soleimani, the Iranian general.
Save Our Seas Act, commitment to environmental issues.
We're saying Merry Christmas again.
Community development in low-income urban and rural communities.
Help us to remember the importance of fighting off tyranny.
Pulling out of UNESCO, the World Health Organization, the Paris Climate Accords, reassessing NATO and the United Nations.
Stood up for Christianity and the Constitution more than any president in American modern history.
We are stopping the attacks on Judeo-Christian values.
Do you miss me yet?
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years, you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end, when it skyrockets and now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
I'd like to bring up an article I saw on Zero Hedge this morning, and they basically is titled Democrat Plot to Steal the 2024 Uncovered, but it is health related. And here's interesting. And you ever kind of feel like you're stuck in a loop or like some ongoing,
like Groundhog Day?
Yeah. Like on repeat. It is election year and a lot of stuff going on. So the Democrats and their globalist friends got exactly what they wanted as we swing into election season. And that is skyrocketing levels of H5N1 bird flu in the wastewater supply. It's a new kind of pandemic scare. All spring, the CDC and the mainstream media have hyped the highly pathogenic avian influenza that has infected American poultry and cattle. We've been hearing about it a lot. Social media flying everywhere. It says this H5N1 virus has also been found in grocery store milk and eggs, prompting the CDC to caution against all consumption of these animal products.
Well, of course.
To prevent human transmission. That's a double win for them. We can stick to lab meat. Big win, though. It's Italy just banned all all laboratory grown meat. So that's a win. Viva la Italy. It says like clockwork, news arrives of gain of function research underway here in American labs at the University of Wisconsin Madison, funded by the USDA and guess who? The Chinese Academy of Science. Researchers have been working for 2 years to create an H5N1 vaccine using mRNA technology. Staying healthy, staying out of hospitals is a key to this. And if we're gonna be in a repeat cycle, let's look at the last cycle. Some doctors, full of fear, put you in the hospital, treat you experimentally. Others were like, hey, we can keep you out of the hospital, mm-hmm. have you healthy and strong. We have one in particular that had over 10,000 patients with COVID-19 and had zero deaths. Some of these patients were even in their 90s. I think 10,000 is pretty good.
Yep. We were part of those 10,000, helped us through this.
Early intervention is the first sign. The first sign of illness is critical to avoid a hospital visit. So there's some things you could do whether this unfolds mm-hmm. or doesn't, and you can kind of tell these fear mongers to pound sand, but you got to know what you're doing. And it's important to have access to the right people, have their phone numbers, have those things logged in, and get some good information. We're doing that right now with Dr. Sogood Sherwood.
Yay!
Hey, it's good to see you guys. Thanks for having me on. Very important subject, no doubt.
It is. It's very important. Obviously, you know, people are aware we're, you know, 180 some days from the 2024 election. We remember what it was like in 2020 and what was going on then. So what is what's your thought on this? Is this something that's serious? Is this something we need to be aware of? Is this something we can protect ourselves against? What's this look like?
Well, there's a lot of aspects to this particular situation. I think number one, people need to relax and realize that it's not infected or affected people in general at this point. So that's a fact. I also read an interesting article that it's funny how headlines can fool us, but you dive down in deeper, you find other information. So I read an interesting article just yesterday that pasteurization of the milk products actually kills H5N1. So it's interesting how that, you know, we spin things around to create an agenda. This thing is obviously a respiratory type of virus as well. And I don't think that we should be concerned at all. I think that there's one case that I'm aware of right now where supposedly someone was sent to the hospital with H5N1 and later died. Now, again, looking at the data, looking at the individual situation, did they die of H5N1 or die
Great
with
question.
H5N1? Yeah, I think good. That, you know, we need to really understand that. And to kind of put a bow on that area, we need to create better resiliency within our own lives from the landscape philosophy, our terrain, if you will, theory, our physical bodies, and to become more resilient. Our body's immune system, David and Stacey, is very, very capable of recognizing viruses that are identical or similar in nature. Remember, God made viruses too. I think mm-hmm. that's very important to understand. Hmm. And so we have the ability to see a virus and actually build an antibody to that. And the last thing I want to make a point on this is interesting. We continue as a nation to allow our higher education to be infected with the Chinese Communist Party, and we fund that. We take their money. It is a fundamental problem in our education system when we do business with people that want to cut your head off and spit mm-hmm. down your neck hole. And I mean that with all in gross intent. They hate us, and their whole idea is to infiltrate our nation and, you know, kind of hamstring us economically, spiritually, physically, financially, et cetera, and even in our food supply. And we continue to do that. And the gain of function stuff is going to continue to go on and on and on and on because we're too stupid as a nation to stop doing business with people that want to hurt us.
So let me ask you a question. If we had some kind of a time machine or a crystal ball, and I told you October 1st, I was going to be getting this H5N1, and we knew that was going to happen. What if we were going to then go back in time to right now? What would you be suggesting for me now?
okay, right now I would say, as you know, I want to understand your own system. And so we do understand your system because, as you alluded to, we were able to have the opportunity to walk you guys through COVID-19 mm-hmm. Round one, right? I say round one because there's no doubt around two that's being speculated here.
Yep.
I would tell you at the same time not to panic, not to worry, not to do anything, but just continue to get some rest, to continue to move the body more, to eat well, and to work on de-stressing. Those four things that we have control over directly, David and Stacey, affect our immune system's functionality. When we live in fear, the energy of our body goes outward, outside of our body. It gets dispersed outwardly instead of functionally inwardly. And when we function inwardly, that means the body's got time to fight, adapt, and overcome these viruses that we might get acquainted with, let's say, in our world. But when you're living in fear all the time, that actually hamstrings the immune system. So I would just say, don't watch TV. Don't watch mainstream media. Go on a vacation and have a good time with Stacey. That's what I would tell you.
Hey, that's like a good plan.
Can we get a prescription for that? go on a vacation somewhere. What are the practical tips, like from diet, from supplements, from, you mentioned sleep is important, mm-hmm. that can increase my immune system?
And be fearless.
If I knew you were going to punch me in the stomach, I'd want to put a cutting board under
my
shirt.
Especially, Doctor, you're so good.
Especially you. Even a little one would probably be fatal.
When you think about the immune system in general, you got to think about mitochondrial function. And I say that with all intentionality, because you look at previous studies that have been tied to long-haul COVID, whatever that is, and you've seen mitochondrial dysfunction being associated with all of that. So how do you reverse that? You push mitochondrial functionality, right? And so when you look at that, that means you must eat well. In other words, you got to avoid processed foods, because when you don't avoid processed foods, it creates a leakiness in your gut. So it's not as easy as taking supplements A, B, C, D, E, and thinking that you can get those through the system when you eat miserably. You won't, because the system receives micronutrients, disassembles them, allows them to be transported in the bloodstream all the way down to the cell and mitochondrial level. That's the way the whole system works. So it can be interrupted with poor gut function. So I tell people, eat real food. If it's not real food, and you can't imagine it being in the Garden of Eden or maybe flying through and landing on a tree branch or walking through the garden or swimming through the river, the Euphrates or whatever, understand that it's not real food. It never was. And then you've got to move to ensure the body is able to detox, right? That helps with both the detox system and the lymphatic drainage system as well. And if you just do those things, and then from a nutrient standpoint, David and Stacey, 100% of the people I've tested have been either inefficient or deficient in vitamin D. We've got to have vitamin D with a certain amount of K2. I recommend probably between 300 and 500 micrograms of K2 with that. And then 100% of people I've tested, bar none, from Maine to Florida, from Alaska to Hawaii and everything in between, have been deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. Mm. And so we need to get 3 grams of these essentials, EPA and DHA, in a 3-to-2 ratio, more or less. And that's very helpful. I also like a lot of B vitamins, methylated B vitamins, magnesium, glycinate is one of my favorites. And then I like a good multivitamin that's not just cheap, not multiple stuff, but multiple effective dosage ranges of multiple things.
That is really good. One thing that we always encourage people to do is get into your practice, because there's a free webinar. People can learn more about what y'all are doing, and that's the first step. So they can actually go to drsogood.com and then register for that free webinar. It doesn't cost you money to find out about the practice, but it also gets you into the practice. So therefore, if something did come your way, then, you're already in the practice. But the other thing is, it helps you also to be able to get healthy. You have like we've done detoxes with you, with your shakes and all of that. You have Facebook groups, you have email lists, all these different things that you can get yourself healthy in preparation for just life period. But if something does happen, you are prepared. And that's something you guys do such a great job with at Functional Medical Institute.
Well, I appreciate that. The second Tuesday of each month, we do have that webinar, and it's free. And I'm like this, man. People need to get to know us, listen to us, and you get a chance to ask questions in the virtual chat at the conclusion of the webinar, and you don't pay anything for that. And if you want to schedule with us, you can. We open up spots there for that group, especially for that group getting to attend that webinar. And really, when people get into the practice, they get into our community, and it allows us to get into their heart, get into their mind, and hopefully be a good generator of a new way to look at things. Just, and it's not that hard. It's a different way. And the different way is what we need to sort of embrace, because the old system that is just a pill for an ill, and I've said this before, a pill for an ill is not God's will. And nobody is born with medication deficiencies, and I'm not bashing medication. Used appropriately, it's wonderful. And I think we have a good balance there. And certainly we do, and I make no bones about it, we do our very, very best every day to get up and say, God, guide us with what to do, because I'm going to have a consult with a great physician before I consult with David and Stacy.
And that's something you've done. Like, anytime that, you know, we've been on with you and, you know, like, again, COVID, you always prayed. You got on with our family members. You prayed first, and then you moved from there. And the other thing you always said was no fear. And you always, every time, was turn off the television, turn off anything that would be causing fear in any way, because those things, it's going to affect you. It's going to hurt you. It's going to break down your immune system.
It's also easy to have no fear when, you know, the smartest Sherwood I know, you know, Dr. Michelle, valedictorian of our medical school. You guys are an incredible 1-2 punch team, you know, working together. And you know, when you're part of your practice, you get access to the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. And I think that my wife, who I like to refer to as my prime rib, not my spare rib, you know, she's much more beautiful and much more intelligent than I am. But it is truly a community type of practice. We don't have my patients, her people. No, it's us. It's us together, and it's us as, like, we, the people, I always call it, our style. And we're not going to live in that fear mode, false evidence appearing real. Everybody has heard that acronym, and it truly is. Most of the things we read and see is like, even the headline is bent on getting us into the, well, what if mode? Mm-hmm. But what if you can recircle and recycle that multiple times over, and we're not going to have the answers, because it's all speculative at this point. And the speculation that's driving the curiosity, that drives the anxiety, that facilitates fear, frankly, is not language of the God I know. It's language of the enemy. Yeah. So we're really, you got to be in tune with that. And I think it's important to discern that. And you guys do a really terrific job of that. And I always appreciate the opportunity to sort of drive home the idea of hope.
Yeah, we had the opportunity to interview Pastor Kent Christmas recently. And if you've ever seen him on TV or watched him on YouTube, he's kind of built like a Jack Russell Terrier. You know, he looks gristly, you know, when you see him and scrappy. One thing, you know, we talked about, you know, diet and exercise and stuff as well. And I don't remember exactly what all he listed, but it was he pretty much has eliminated sugar primarily, almost completely years from his life. And he goes, and pretty much anything white, you know, and he said that's kind of his rule of thumb. And you look at that, it's like that. That takes out a pretty good chunk of the stuff that's gonna set you back there, you know, as well.
It does, and really, you know, when you look at the whole concept, the things that are white and even brown and all this, it's bland food, it's bleached food, and you know, bleached or bleached flour, bleached sugar is obviously bleached does lots of things. It takes the color out of them, but it also takes the nutrients out of them. So that's just a common rule of thumb. And I think that that's sound advice for everyone to start. And I always say, you know, if people are not eating well right now, stop. Just stop and don't live in shame. Just make a decision today to take one meal, the next one, and make it a good one. And let one meal lead to the next one. And just, you know, a lot of people sort of live in that perpetual cycle as, if I can't get it all right first time, I'm not even going to try. Well, don't do that. We're going to still encourage you. We're going to get in the ditch with you and say, come on, man, let's get out of that ditch.
I love it. Or the whole thing is, and I've done this before, I'll just wait till Monday. You know, it's Tuesday. I'll just wait till next Monday.
Well, Monday's all a day away, right? So tomorrow, you know, you hear that song. So, you know, it's like, don't wait till tomorrow. Do what you need to do today. And one of the things that's really stuck with me lately is a quote I read, and I don't remember who said it, but what we do today with our health, physically, emotionally, spiritually, politically, financially, is worth the sacrifice to save the generation behind us. And I can think of no worthier place to start with our health, because if you don't have your health, which is the greatest wealth, it will take away your resources from the other areas, and you will have nothing to pass down into a legacy type of process. So, you know, people need to start right now to get on board with this.
I love that. That's why we call you Dr. So Good, because every time we listen to you, we'll be like, oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's so good.
That's true. So we are so thankful for your time. Thank you, Dr. Mark. We really appreciate you.
Hey, friends. You already know the answer to this, but we'll ask you anyway. If you stay away from your favorite junk food for a month and then go back to supersizing it, will your health improve?
Well, that's the thing about change. To change, we have to be as consistent as possible.
And when we go back to an old habit, it's not the end of the world. We just get back at the new habit.
Before you know it, real transformation is evident to you and others.
That's why we offer a bunch of helpful bonuses when you subscribe to Kingdom Fuel.
Kingdom Fuel is our complete nutritional meal shake.
It's the simple start to a transformed life, and we'll auto ship every month so you don't run out.
You'll receive 2 free shaker cups, free access to our video courses, and a monthly call with us filled with practical inspiration.
Just see the link below or on your screen and subscribe today.
If you want to do anything worthwhile in life, you've got to be hungry. It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. So every day I was working to develop myself. And that's what you must do.
I promise you one thing. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
Get in here! Hey, we got 30 minutes for the rest of our lives!
30 minutes
for the rest of our lives!
There were none before me, and there will be none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one and only. Young and single and love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and dubly qualified to bring you satisfaction, a whole lot of action. Look out, baby, I'm your love man. I was hungry! You gotta be hungry!
Hey, Flyover family, come join us June the 27th and 28th, 2024, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to be there with Clay Clark, an amazing group of individuals that have made such a difference in so many people's lives.
Do you want to increase your production in a job? Do you want to make more sales? Do you want to own your own business? Do you want to have breakthroughs financially? The key to that is knowledge.
Clay Clark is anointed to help people in business. We've watched him over the last couple of years, and we've been blown away. He's part owner of over 160 businesses, $2.4 billion in sales.
Before politics and the Great Reset came into Clay's life, he had the number one rated Apple podcast. And he interviewed people like Anthony Robbins, Seth Godin, the top authors, the top business minds in the world. At this specific event, there's an interesting cast of characters that come from gangs to American Idol.
Some of the guests that are going to be there: Michael Levine, Colton Dixon, Peter Tompkins, John Lee Dumas, Mondo De La Vega,
and Tim Tebow. They're there to share what they've done and their breakthroughs and what their story is. And then Clay lays his map of business success, calls the path for every person to follow.
So you may be sitting there thinking, okay, I get it. What do I have to do? Go to thrivetimeshow.com. When you get there, the tickets are $250 or whatever you can afford. Yes, you got that right. $250 or whatever you can afford. You can name your price. So there are no excuses. You have to join us there. There are only a few VIP tickets left, like David said, special dinner and special time with the speakers. That is $500 why they last. So $500, only a few left if you want a VIP ticket. We want to meet these speakers as well, so we got VIP tickets.
I want to meet Tim Tebow.
I do too. The date is June the 27th and 28th, 2024, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to thrivetimeshow.com to get your tickets.
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial.
Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive! It's alive!
Even if you're, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good, and the beef is in such good quality, You could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.